I'm going to be doing my first podcast. I am super, super, super excited to be doing this today. Today I'm going to be talking about my journey with having baby Corey. If you don't know who baby Corey is my son. My knight in shining armor, my love of my life, that is what he is. He is currently 5 months right now. He is super, he's just everything. He's so great, he's amazing. But with further ado, I am going to be telling you about the journey of having baby Corey. So, I found out I was pregnant on December 6, 2019. So a couple days after that, I made a doctor's appointment. We went to the doctor, me and his dad, we went to the doctor. And they looked at the little baby. It was literally a shrimp. He was a shrimp. So after that, we went back to our little room that they had us in. And they were actually telling me that they were a little concerned about the baby's heart rate, because it was only 98 beats per minute, which was low for them. So when I left, I started researching, like, what should a 6-week-old baby's heartbeat and stuff be. So I was just thinking, okay, well, maybe he just got his heartbeat. Maybe it just got his heartbeat, you know? So I wasn't going to freak out too much about that. But it turns out everything was good. So, yeah. April 4th, I had my gender reveal. Man, I was on pins and needles because I was like, I do not want a little girl. I wanted a boy so bad, so I was just patiently waiting to see what I was having. And when Big Corey kicked the football and blue powder just came out, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I had a little boy. I was so happy. I was crying. I was just so, like, emotional because I got what I wanted, and I was pregnant, of course. But when I was 36 weeks, I did a thing. I put together a baby bed by myself because time was ticking and I was asking people to help me put this baby bed together. And everybody was like, well, I'm just doing it my time. I was like, no, baby. Baby is coming. I need this bed together right now. So, your girl, she did it on her own, trying to be She-Ra pregnant. So, that night, I went to sleep. Not to mention, the baby bed was fully put together, right? But that night, I went to bed, and I was sleeping so good, honey. I was sleeping beautifully. And I felt this pain. It was so intense. It was like just in my stomach and like on my sides, and then it moved to my back. So it was like 4 in the morning. So I got up like real slowly. I was walking all funny and stuff. And I was like, dang it, I got steps to go down. So I went to my mama's room, and like I was like so like I was crunching up. I could barely move, my legs were shaking, and it literally felt like he was sliding out of me. But I got to the hospital because my mom and him, they jumped up out of bed like, oh my God, she's in labor. And I was like, no. And the first thing my mama asked me was, did you want a break? I was like, no. So it was just like, oh my God. And then the ambulance, they arrived, they took me to the hospital, and then, oh my God, when I was in the ambulance, you know when you get on a little stretcher, they strap you down and stuff, I came up out of every last one of them straps because I was having contractions out the ass. Like, I could not sit there and lay back and be having contractions like that. It was just simply not happening, like, no. So I got to the hospital, I was still having contractions. I got got up to the third floor. They got me into a room. They checked my cervix, and I was still having these contractions. And I was like, Lord Jesus, get this baby out of me. Then they finally told me, well, Miss Gabby, you're just having Braxton Hicks, really bad Braxton Hicks contractions. And I was like, that's all I'm having. This felt so real, I tell you. Well, after that, I didn't have any more scares. And then come 40 weeks, I go to the doctor, and we are scheduling my inducement. So I was really hyped about that. Not to mention, I was already 40 weeks pregnant. So, hey. I turned 41 weeks in a day. Me and his dad, we were up at the hospital at like 7:30 in the morning, crack of dawn. Seriously, I did everything to get him to come out at like 37 weeks. Everything. Nothing worked. Like, he just did not want to come out. And I was like, okay, you little stubborn baby. So, when we got to the hospital, they got me in the room. The first thing they did was put an IV in me, which I really hated that because the nurse just kept sticking me in my arm. And I was like, what are you doing? So, the nurse, she was a student nurse. So, she went and got an actual nurse, and she got it first time. So, yeah. A couple hours after that, they inserted me with a pill in my private part. Then they gave me something called Pitocin because I was not dilating with the pill. So they gave me Pitocin to get my dilation to go. And I was having contractions like I was 9 or 10 centimeters. And I stopped dilating at only 3 centimeters. So I was my plan with my pregnancy with Corey was to go natural. I was so determined to go natural. I was in so much pain. Every time a contraction came, it felt like every bone in my body was just breaking, like cracking, like crack, crack, crack. I was like, oh my God. And then they finally noticed that I wasn't just dilating. They just went ahead and told me that I had to get an epidural because baby couldn't handle that much strain. He was like in distress or something. So they ended up getting me an epidural. I told them no the first time. So they went and got my actual doctor, Dr. King. And he was like, Miss Calvin, you have to get this epidural. If you don't, it could be like threatening to you and the baby. I was like, all right, cool. I'll get it. So they gave me the epidural, and like, as men was trying to stick this long ass needle in my back, a contraction came, and I like flinched. He was like, you have to be still. And I was like, okay. And I was like, no, oh my God. Oh. So there was a nurse in front of me. She was holding me so that I wouldn't move while he was sticking that long needle in me. And then after that, I was good. Like, they put my legs up. They put a catheter in me. I was numb, high, all of that. And then I went to sleep. And then, boom, 2:00 in the morning. All these nurses come rushing in, unhooking me from machines and stuff. They wake up my baby daddy, and they're like, Miss Callie, you're about to go have emergency C-section. I was like, huh? I can't push him out normally. I was so mad. I was like, oh my God. And there he went. When I heard his cry, it made me so happy inside. I started crying. I wanted to see him. And yeah, he was amazing. Like, he was so big. He was gray. He was gray. And the reason why he was gray is because when I went to my first week appointment to get myself checked up on, my doctor, he actually told me that Corey had ruptured his placenta and he was pulling the cord, the umbilical cord, off of the placenta. He was in there trying to kill himself. He was in there trying to kill himself. See, what it was is he was actually trying to get out of there, but he was too big. He couldn't, so he was just pulling on stuff, trying to get out, you know? So, yeah, that is basically everything that happened with baby Corey. It was a journey, I tell you, it was the most worst pain in my life. Yeah, and I hope you all enjoyed this episode of What's the Scoop with Bree. Hey. next week's episode will be about my recovery with baby Corey and how I functioned with him, with being in pain and like all the back problems that I had. So stay tuned with What's the Scoop with Bree. Hey. And thank you all for listening. It was very nice doing this with you all today. Well, deuces. See you on the next episode of What's the Scoop with Bree. Hey.